Staff Sergeant Richard Larimer went into the military when he was 18 years old, straight from high school to service. Now, 11 years later, Larimer is about to re-enter civilian life. For the first time, he'll find out what it's like to earn a living outside of the military.
You pretty much have a guaranteed job, guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks, even if you're in a job that you necessarily can't physically do anymore. They will attempt to find you another position that you can fill so you can continue to work and apply yourself and better the military. The benefits, I mean, you can't match them in the civilian world, that's for sure. They pretty much pay for your housing, your food, and then they give you medical coverage on top of it.
Richard Larimer knows that's all going to change when he leaves the military.
To find that in a civilian sector or a company that's willing to do that, you're going to either have to be a CEO and own the business or really get lucky.
Larimer went through a program at Joint Base Lewis-McChord designed to help him prepare for his transition. Even so, he is nervous about civilian life.
I'm still a little anxious and nervous about it. If I have a wife and a kid that I still have to take care of and provide for. Nothing's guaranteed. You never know what could come next for you.
Richard Larimer is not the only vet who needs help with the transition to civilian life. Robin Baker is Transition Services Manager at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
We heard Richard Larimer talk about his upcoming transition out of the military. In general, what kinds of challenges do people like Richard Larimer face when they make the jump to the civilian world?
Well, generally speaking, it's an entire culture shift. When they exit the military, they've been a part of a family of sorts for a number of years. They've obviously, like he mentioned, they've had a full-time job, they've had a community that supported them, and they have to really analyze what the civilian community that they're re-entering is going to look like and what that change looks like. And it can be slightly stressful. So,
Richard Larimer went straight from high school into the military. 5 months from now, he's going to be working and earning a living as a civilian for the very first time in his life. How common is Richard's situation?
It's pretty common. I would say the vast majority of our service members that are transitioning are very similar to Richard. They enter the military right out of high school, and it's, for all intents and purposes, the first career they've had, and in many cases the only. And for some people, that's been a three-year career. For some people, it's been 10. For some people, it's been more like 30. So varying degrees, he's got a very common story.
In addition to that culture shock, what is the biggest concern that you hear most often?
Well, I mean, the first thing that they face is just translating everything they've done, whether it's their education, their training, their experience in the military, and trying to equate that to something in the civilian world so that they can accentuate what they can bring to a civilian corporation. And that's challenging. And we have a number of seminars designed to help them do that with the help of the Department of Labor and Department of Defense and Department of Veterans Affairs. But it's a process, and it's a very individualized process. So that can be very daunting right off the bat, just taking all you've done and whittling that down in some cases to about 2 pages. And if you're retiring and you've been in the military for 30 years, that can be very challenging to make sure that you're really accentuating what you can bring to that hiring manager on the civilian side.
I'm speaking with Robin Baker, Transition Services Manager at JBLM. What kinds of financial strategies do you help with when it comes to the reentry process into civilian life?
So everyone is required to go through a financial planning seminar, and they cover pretty much the full gamut of topics in that seminar. They go over looking at what they currently earn in the military and realistically analyzing both their basic pay, but then the entitlements that they've been receiving and what that equates to and what they might expect to have to pay for those same entitlements in civilian society. So they look at health care costs, they look at life insurance, health insurance, they look at housing costs for the community that they're going to be reentering. They also look at what they might need to be doing for their retirement. So most military service members contribute to the thrift savings plan, so they need to make a decision about what they're going to do with that money. So there is an investment portion in that class. And then the end result of the budget class is a 12-month post-separation budget so they can realistically look at what they need to make, what they need to be looking at to ensure that they can continue to support themselves and their families at the lifestyle that they've grown accustomed to.
Robin Baker manages transition services at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Thanks for speaking with us, Robin.
You're welcome.
It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.